Major General Lu Ruaikong, a spokesperson of the South Sudan's People's Defense Forces, or SSPDF, says the fighting started when former military commander Colonel Joseph Okun led a gang of armed youth who attacked the SSPDF barracks.
Until May, he was the area commander for the SSPDF forces in the area. He was replaced. Then upon his replacement, he was reassigned. After being reassigned, he decided not to take up his new position and instead decided to join local criminals in the area, organize them, and they decided to attack our defensive positions at dawn. And as a result, he was neutralized in action and the attacking forces fled.
Reached by phone from Poshala earlier today, Owiti Olung, the acting county commissioner, says it was the other way around, that the army first attacked former commander Colonel Okun's residence and killed him, along with some of his bodyguards.
When he killed it, I talked with the youth, not fighting with the soldiers. So I briefed them, seeing we reached tonight. Yesterday morning, they were start shooting the air or the community. All the fighting is started. So until today also, the fighting is started according to that issue.
Olung says a total of 10 armed young men were killed and 7 others injured. He says most of the civilians, especially women and children, fled into the bush. Olung says he believes the army used excessive force on civilians, including deploying military helicopters, which he claimed dropped bombs on villages in Poshala, burning houses to the ground. Abraham Kelang, the Greater Pibor Administrative Area Information Minister, confirms that 3 SSPDF soldiers were killed and 2 others injured. He claims the government is fighting armed rebels in Poshala and that 2 months ago, the same armed group killed a commissioner and 3 National Security Service officials in the area.
Yesterday, again, they're attacking Barak. We call him all rebels. It's not issues of concerning of use of Poshala only, no. It's a rebel because some of them, they are former politician, is causing this problem.
Poshala's acting commissioner is strongly denied the accusation.
We are not rebel. We are SPLA-SPLM. And we are a Southern Sudanese, and we are a region of Southern Sudan. And also we are not against SPLA. The one which we are against them, it is a Murle and the government of Murle who were there in Greater Pibor.
Poshala is home to the Anuak people, a minority tribe in South Sudan. They live in a remote county along the Ethiopian border with no road access to Juba. The area has been the center of unrest, characterized by repeated attacks over the years, including one on the Anuak King's Palace. Last year, Anuak community leaders demanded an exit from the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, citing deadly intercommunal attacks in the area. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.